How does Bapod answer this question? Like, how could he say, you know how many days there are of Stam Naziris, the amount of times the Torah says the word Nazir? Aye, a lot of them are not extra. So Bapod answers, Amalach, Leka Chad Min Hain, the Lav Lidrosha, isn't there at least one, Lav Dafkwan, it means a few of them, that are not there for Drosha? That just Stam, the Torah says the word Nazir extra times. So Ela Midahulim Min Yona, since these extra words of Nazir is there for the count to know how many days you have to keep Stam Naziris, is the Svara Kula Nami Liminyana Tanan. All the words, whenever the Torah says the word Nazir, even though some words we need for Drasha, but Agav, you could also learn out the amount of days you have to be a Stam Nazir. That since Lamaisa, the Torah does say some extra times the word Nazir, the reason why it's extra is to teach us how many days you're supposed to be a Nazir. So therefore, now we count up all the times the Torah says the word Nazir. And it says it 29 times. That's Bapadu's Pshat, that Stam Nazir is a 29 days. Tzikita Samachloikis, it's a Machloikis between Rav Masna and Bapadu, if it's 29 or 30 days. Now the Gemara asks, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Stam Naziris Shleishim Yain? Our Mishnah says Stam Naziris is 30 days. So Bishleim al Rav Masna Nicha. According to Rav Masna, it's very good. He says, how much is Stam Naziris? 30 days? The Gematria of Yiyah. That's 30? So very good, our Mishnah. Elul Bapod Kasha. But Bapod says Stam Naziris is 29 days, and now Mishnah says Stam Naziris is 30 days. How could Bapod argue on a Stam Mishnah? So Amulach Bapod will answer you and say like this. I did the Ika Yom Telosin. Since there is the 30th day, the Megaleach, or maybe Korbanosov, that the Loch of Estam Nazir is, after you kept your 29 days of not drinking wine and not taking a haircut, like after you finished, then the next day it still has halachas of a Nazir. What's the Loch of the next day? Like here, according to Bapoda, the 30th day, that's the day after you finish your Nazir. That's the day that you have to take your haircut, and that's the day you have to bring your Korbanos. So since the day after, the 30th day, has halacha to the Nazir, Mishamachi Tani Shleshim, that's why our Mishnah says, Stam Naziris is 30 days. It doesn't mean that you have to retain from drinking wine 30 days. It means that the halacha is that you have to do, take up 30 days. 29 days you have to stop the Surim, not to drink wine, not to touch Mesim. And the 30th day, that's the day that you take your haircut and you bring your kabbonis. But then the actual Naziris itself is only 29 days. That's my Bapod's pshat. Right, the Tanan. The Mishnah later we learned, Misha Mahareni Nazir. If somebody says, I want to become a Nazir, the halacha is, Megaleach Yom Shleishim V'yechod, that he takes his haircut on the 31st day. So, Bishleim L'Rav Masna Nicha. According to Rav Masna, it's very good. Because for 30 days, you have to remain to be a Nazir. So 30 days, you can't drink wine, can't take a haircut. On the 31st day, that's the day you take a haircut. So it's very good the next time, Mishnah. Elo Bapod Akasha. But according to Bapod Akasha, why do you first take a haircut? On the 31st day, according to Bapod, you should be taking a haircut on the 30th day. Bapod says that Stam Naziris is 29 days. And the 30th day is the day to take haircut. So how come the Stam Mishnah says later, you take haircut the 31st day? The Gemara Tekasha and Bapoda. So Gemara says, Oh Malach Bapoda, Bapoda will answer you, Eima Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa of that next Mishnah. And the Seifa says, that in Gilach Liyam Shleishim Yotza, that if the person, if the Nazir, took his haircut on the 30th day, he is Yotza. His Yotza is Nazirus. So what do you see from that? El Seifa Messiahle. That the Seifa is a proof to Bar Poda. The Seifa is a proof that says that even though you're Makabel Stam Naziris, if you take your haircut on the 30th day, you're Yaitza. Because Stam Naziris is only 29 days. So from the Seifa, the next Mishnah is a proof to Bar Poda. If so, Luchurit is still with the Rashi, the whole Luchurit is still with the Mishnah itself. Why does the beginning of the next Mishnah say that Minastam you take your haircut on the 31st day? So Gemara answers that Bapoda learns Reisha, the beginning of the next Mishnah, is talking about Nase Koyma Shleimim. It's talking about, the, like, as if the person spoke out, I want to be a full Naziris means for 30 days. That's what it's talking about. So Ran says that, the Tais says, it means, V'reisha dekoma lechetchila, kishayoyma shleishim yoyim shleimim, liyas nazir. Is yeshlo legalech biyoyim shleishim. That when a person speaks out clearly that he wants to be a nazir for 30 days, then we say what he means to say is he wants to be a complete 30 days a nazir. Then the lacha is, he's supposed to take a haircut first on the 31st day. But if you don't speak out you want to be a nazir for 30 days, you just say stam, you want to be a nazir, then according to Bapada, you could take a haircut on the 30th day. Just so he speaks out, the gozru chachomin, kishoyim a nazir stam, according to Bapod Enichnami, mid the Rabbanim lechetchila, you're supposed to wait till the 31st day to take a haircut. But mid Yiraisa though, Bapod holds the Zerus ends after 29 days, and the 30th day, you could take a haircut. That's why the Sefer says, if you take a haircut on the 30th day, you are Yaitza. That the Rashi says you should wait till the 31st day, that's either midrabbanan, exer midrabbanan, or else in the case where you say shloshim, where you say clearly you want to keep a complete 30 days. Right. Ule Rav Masna kasha sefer, but I call upon him according to Rav Masna, it's a kasha to the sefer of the next Mishnah. That there it says that the stam nozir takes his haircut on the 30th day, he's yaitza. According to Rav Masna, how could that be? Rav Masna learns that Stam Naziris is 30 days. So the 30th day, you can't take a haircut. The 30th day, you're still a Nazir. You should only be able to take your haircut on the 31st day. So how come the Sefer of the next Mishnah says that B'dievet, if you took your haircut on the 30th day, you're Yaitza? According to Kasha to Rav Masna. So the Gemara answers, Kisava, Rav Masna holds the klal of Miksas Hayem Kekula. That means mixas of the 30th day is considered like the whole 30th day. So therefore, if you take a haircut in the middle of the day, for the yevad you yaitzer. So that's this new klal of mixas hayoim. A little bit of the day has halacha like the whole day. So avad lichet chili, you're not supposed to do this. Lichet chili, you're supposed to keep the whole 30th day to finish off your naziris, and then the 31st day you take a haircut. But for the yevad, if somebody waited a little bit of the 30th day, like he first took his haircut in 2 hours or 3 hours of the day, so then b'dievet he is yaitza. Because we say that first hour of the day that he kept his yisurim of nazirus, we say miksa sayam, a little bit of the day is considered like the whole day. So that's why Rav Masna also agrees to the safe of the next Mishnah. But Enechlam, according to Bapoda, he argues Bapoda does not from the yisoid of miksa sayam kukulay. Bapoda holds that the reason why it's good on the 30th day, because Stam Naziris is only 29 days. But according to Rav Masna, you have to say, even though Stam Naziris is 30 days, on the 30th day itself, if you take a haircut in the middle of the day, you're Yaitza. Because Miksa Sayam, a little bit of the day, is considered like the whole day. So far we have no proof to one more than the other. Now the Mishnah says Tanan, we learned like this. If somebody says, Hareini Nazir Shloishim Yaim, I want to be a nazir for 30 days. So it says Alochim Gilach Yom Lamid Lo Yotza. If he takes haircut on the 30th day, he's not Yotza. So it's a kasha according to Bapoda. How come he's not Yotza? Or else the kasha shouldn't be on Bapoda. So here the kasha is according to Rav Masna. It says here Areini Nazir Shloishim Yom. So to Bapoda, it's not a kasha because the person spoke out clearly. He wants to be for 30 days. Like that's the alocha. It's only minastam, you're a nazir for 29 days. But if you speak out, you want to be a nazir for 30, for 40, as many days as you speak out you want to be, of course you could be for as long as you want to be. See, so here the person says he wants to be for 30 days. So therefore it's good, you could become a nazir for 30 days. And therefore it says in Giluch Yerim Lamed Lo Yotza, if you make your Giluach on the 30th day, you're not Yotza. So according to Bapod, it's very good. Bapod does not for Mixes Ayam Kukulay. And since you said 30, it has to be a complete 30 days. But for the kasha, according to Rav Masna, Rav Masna says that you say mixes hayyam kukuloi. A little bit of the day is considered like the whole day. So even though he said he wants to be a nazir for 30 days, as long as he kept a little bit of the 30th day, that should be considered like 30 days. So if it takes his hekka in the middle of the day, but the evidence should be yotza. How come here he says it's not yotza? But there it says, b'yom ha-shleimim. We're talking about here where he says he wants to be a complete 30 days. So since he said a complete 30 days, or even if he didn't speak it out clearly, but since he said 30 days, it's as if he said he wants to be a complete 30 days. Therefore, if you spoke out like you want to be a complete 30, even Rav Masna agrees you do not say, miksa fayyam kikulay. Tanan, another Mishnah later says like this, Misha nozar beiz naziris. Somebody accept upon himself to be twice a nazir, one after another. The halacha is megaleach es harishona yom lamed v'yechad. So he has to wait till the 31st day, and then he takes his haircut. So again, according to Rav Masna, it's very good, because Tam Naziris is 30 days, so the first haircut you take on the 31st day. The Rav Masna is very good. The Yashniya on the second haircut, l'yom shishim v'yechad, on the 61st day. That's also very good. So where it says, Bishleim l'Rav Masna nicha. According to Rav Masna, that Tam Naziris is 30 days, everything is very good. What happened here? You're Makabel Naziris. So you have to count a complete 30 days. Then the 31st day you take your haircut. Now right after you take your haircut, let's say 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you take your haircut, right after you take your haircut, that day is considered the beginning of the next Naziris. Because when you start counting Naziris, the first day doesn't have to be a complete day. If a guy's Makabal Naziris 2 o'clock in the afternoon, today is considered the first day. So the first day that you start counting, for sure, you do not need the whole day. As long as you start in the middle of the day, that's called like one day. See, the 31st day is considered the day of the haircut for the first Naziris, but after the haircut is considered the beginning of the next Naziris. Therefore, you have to count 30 days, which ends on the 60th day, and therefore the 61st day, you're allowed to take a haircut. So according to Rav Masna, it's very good.